Would you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you for your word. Your word that reminds us that you have given us a mandate to be faithful proclaimers of your good news. May we hear that and accept it. May we know in our hearts and in our minds that that is the call that each of us have. May we be faithful to it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I've always had a fascination with clocks. They can be wonderful and unsettling at the same time, especially for an inanimate object, because they blatantly tell the truth for which they were made. It may be say that you have plenty of time before something has to be done. Or it may say that something that you've been looking forward to is about to happen. Clocks, though, and time can strike fear in one's heart as well. The terrible truth that you don't have time to get something done. Or the terrible truth that you missed your chance. It's past. Clocks tell an unbiased truth. And the same could be asked of each of us. Last week, Jesus said in the passage just preceding today's that the scripture had been fulfilled in him. However, in today's passage, continuation of it, we get the wind of the people's perception of the Messiah. Or maybe in their minds, the wonder-working man. The man that they saw grow up in their town. Is this not Joseph's son? And because of that, he tells them that he cannot do for them what they want. He tells them in so many words that they have to have faith and believe before they can experience the Messiah in their midst. Go back a few hundred years later, a number of hundred years later, to a prophet named Jeremiah. Called to speak the truth of God, as wonderful and terrible as it may be. And as much as he didn't want that call, he was faithful to it. We call him the prophet in doom and gloom because after today's passage, later in his book, he prophesies the destruction of Jerusalem. You've all heard me say a number of times, no prophet was invited for dinner more than once. Like Jesus and Jeremiah, each of us has been given a charge to speak. To speak to the world. To tell the world around us who Jesus is. What God is about and what God wants from us. And we have to be true to that call if we call ourselves disciples. Early in my ministry in the 1980s, I was a member of the board of directors of the visitor center of the Attica Correctional Facility. This was a few years later and an outgrowth of the famous Attica riots. The visitor center was a religious attempt to help the prisoners by helping those who would come to visit them from downstate who travel long distances and get there, and they might have children, or they might just need a place to kind of crash or relax before they go through the intense process of being searched to see their loved one. And many times they didn't even get to see their loved one. For whatever reason, they would come all the way up and then find out that their loved one had been put in solitary. We've not allowed visitors. And the visitor center was an opportunity for us to minister to those people, and in doing so, to minister to the prisoners themselves. But I remember there were a few times that I had to ask myself the question, do these prisoners even deserve these visitors? I mean, this is a maximum security prison. The riots had happened. And the answer that I came up with time and time again, and I still come up with, is that these inmates needed the love and acceptance and any expression of God's love at that time more than ever during their time in prison. It could have been because they had never experienced that love and acceptance that they were there in the first place, that they reacted. Paul says, if I speak in the tongues of people and of angels and have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. We've been given a truth. Do we share it in our daily lives? Or are we just noisy gongs and clanging cymbals copping out on the truth? What I mean is, do we tell people what we believe? Or why we do what we do? Not to make us seem holier than thou, or holier than they, but just because, as an outgrowth of our faith. I'm giving you this food because I want you to be fed. My faith in God demands that I help those who are hungry. I'm mindful today that we are ordaining and installing new officers of the church. They are to support and govern the church, that we may all be faithful in our ministry. But, and you all will promise, or make a statement or agree to a statement, promising to support them as they lead you, as they lead us. And one of the ways that you can do that is by taking what happens here and going out and supporting the work of the church in the wider community. I will spend more time on this topic during Lent, when I will be preaching a sermon series entitled, Go Into the World! Oh God, not that! However, it's often important to remember that we were created by God for the purpose of sharing the good news. That's why we're created. So I will leave you with this image. Are you a clock with a face and hands? Or are you a clock with no face and no hands? You were created to tell the truth. Amen.